disobedience to parents. Remember one thing, you can be an adult, 50, 60 years, as far as your parents are concerned, you are a child. You are an adult, they are your parents, you are a child. And if your parents, you are, and you can be an alama to Dahar, a great alama and a great sheikh, if your father, your mother insult you in the public, you must look down. You mustn't feel insulted. What is the thing of your parents tell you anything, you must accept it. And don't look them even up in the eye. Don't feel insulted and don't let them speak any harsh word towards them. It's your parents. The only thing what you have to do, Allah Ta'ala has ordered you, 30 years if your parents order you to do something which is haram, something which is a conflict with the Sharia, then politely, with respect, you disobey them there. But at the same, you still have to continue your service to them. If a person's mother is a prostitute, then also her nafqa is still watching on the son. Her expenditure, you still have to maintain it. And if his parents are kafir, then also he has to. To certain extent, the fuqaha have said that if both parents are kafir and the son wants to go into jihad, and they say, no, you can't go, not because they are now antagonistic towards the jihad, but because they rely on the service of the son, then it's not jihad to go. You have to obey the non-Muslim parents. So much the haq parents are. So those people who are disrespectful to their parents, their punishment will come right in this dunya. Then neither their farad ibadah is accepted, neither their sunnah, nothing or ibadah, no ibadah is accepted of disobedient children.